I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're talking about accelerated flow. Jesus said, "He whoever believes in me, out of his innermost being, will flow rivers of living water." Just the other day, we were out with our kids, we were going for a hike, and we came across this place that has this small stream, and there's areas of the stream that have very still waters, then there's areas that have some accelerated flow of the water. We're going to be talking about some things today that can accelerate the flow of God's Spirit working within us, the flow of what God is trying to do in our lives, the flow of his grace flowing through us in our lives. Let's get started with prayer first, and then we'll dive into this a little bit more. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion times is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. And then we take a couple minutes to get still, to examine ourselves, to listen before we get into our time of communion today. That other half of prayer is an important part, I believe, of just our daily routine. Prayer is meant to be this two-way communication. And just taking the time to get still and examine ourselves and to listen is such an important part of our relationship with God. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you. I thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you that you'll never leave us or forsake us. I thank you that you're with us. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe, the same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, I ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us, Lord, to see that accelerated flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world and everywhere we go. I ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. And I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders, and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus, amen. So let's begin to go through the other half of prayer. Our first step, getting positioned in the light. God has released us from darkness, transferred us into the light, into the kingdom of Jesus. And that transfer happens through the forgiveness of sins. But that forgiveness has to flow through three levels. We have to receive it from God. So anytime we feel like we missed it, we can run to him and receive that grace and mercy and love and forgiveness. But then we got to give it to ourselves. It's got to flow through us. We are often the kink in the hose in the middle, blocking the flow of what God's trying to get through us. Giving ourselves that same grace and love and mercy and forgiveness, we often beat ourselves up and we're our own worst critics, condemning ourselves for the ways that we've missed it, haven't lived up to our own expectations. Just taking that pressure off yourself like God has done for you and letting it flow through you. Talk about increasing the flow today. We got to get ourselves out of the way to increase that flow. And letting it flow through us to other people, giving them the same grace and mercy and forgiveness and love. That's how we begin to walk in the light. We get released from darkness, transferred into light. But then we got to magnify that light. We got to make it bigger on the inside of us. Think about this. When we're magnifying something, what are we doing? We're making it bigger. And it all has to do with what we're focused on, what we're concentrating on. Think about a magnifying glass. You put whatever you're looking at, you put it under the glass and you look at it and you focus on it and you magnify it and make it bigger. In our lives, we have this choice. We can magnify light or we can magnify darkness. How do we do it? It's all about what you are focused on during the day, what you're talking about, what you're thinking on, what you're imagining, what you're researching and learning about, what's rolling over in your mind all day long, what you're talking about consistently. Those are the things that we are magnifying. And we can be magnifying light. We can be magnifying God and love and grace and forgiveness, that he's with you, that he'll never leave you or forsake you. He's got steadfast, unfailing love for you, that nothing's impossible with him, that he supplies all of your needs according to his riches and glory, that nothing's impossible with him. He can make all grace abound to you, so having all sufficiency at all times and all things, we can abound to every good work. We can magnify that he forgives all our sins, heals all our diseases, redeems our life from the pit, crowns us with steadfast love and mercy, satisfies our desires with good things, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. We can magnify that above all things, he wishes or prays that we would prosper and be in health. We can begin to magnify these, giving thanks for them, talking about them, rehearsing them in our mind, meditating on them over and over. Or the other alternative is we can magnify the problems. Magnify the evils, the issues, the problems, the ways people have wronged us, and begin to meditate on those, to stir those, to talk about them, to complain about them, to worry about them consistently. And the reality is, whichever one you are magnifying consistently is going to grow bigger and bigger on the inside of you. And the more we magnify the light, the more it gives place for God to begin to work in our lives. So just taking a second here, one of the greatest ways to magnify God is just through thanksgiving. What are some things that you are thankful for? Just taking some time to get still, to thank him for some things, and also thinking about all the things that he's already done in your life. Think about how far he's brought you already. If he's done that for you, he only wants to do more and more in your life. The light is supposed to be growing brighter and brighter on the inside of us till the full light of day. And then whatever we're magnifying, it's going to begin to show up in our emotions. It's going to begin to show up in the fruit of our lips and about what we're talking about. So how are your levels of peace and joy today? I think thanksgiving, all these emotions, thanksgiving, humility, peace, joy, encouragement, all these emotions that God has given us. He's given us his peace, his joy, his love, his power. He's given all that to us in Christ. But it's like a light switch. Either that is on and flowing in your life, or it's not. It's hot or cold, it's black or white, it's yes or no. Either it's on and flowing in our life, or it's not. And it all has to do with what we're magnifying. But sometimes the problems and issues of life come, and maybe we've got it flowing, but then the problems and issues come, and we get focused on them. We begin to magnify those problems and issues, and it shuts off the flow. One of the keys to having this accelerated flow in our life is just keeping it on continually. Keeping it on continually, where God's grace is just flowing through you continually. That's where we got to begin to continue to magnify him. He's bigger than the problem, whatever is coming at you. Magnify him as bigger. And then as we walk in that light, it's important to walk in the light that we have, meaning to do the things that we know to do. So what do you know to do today? Over the next 24 hours, what are the things that you know to do? Might be some administrative things, some things around the house, some things in your workplace, some things in your conscience that have been in there, that have been stacking up that you know to do, but you're just like, oh, I know I need to do that, but I haven't done it yet. Some things you've been procrastinating on, some things maybe God is stirring on the inside of you to do, but you haven't taken that first step yet. How could you begin to execute those things today? Because what happens is those things begin to pile up on the inside of us. All this long list of to-dos, all the things that we know we should be doing. And to walk in the light, we have to do the things that we know to do. But also we have to do them the right way. We got to do them with peace and joy and confidence in God, to do them with a good attitude, to do them cheerfully. There's two parts of this. You got to do the things that you know to do, but you also have to execute them the right way, trusting and relying on God's grace to begin to flow through you. And then as you go about executing your day, we got to stay tuned into his voice as he begins to lead us. His voice is trying to lead us to the spacious, beautiful place that's free from all restriction. And this grace is just flowing effortlessly and freely through us. And it's his voice that leads us along that path and guides us into the truth. The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth, and the truth will set us free. But we got to stay tuned into his voice. So just taking a few minutes here. I like to do it before bed every night. Just to kind of recap the day, reflect over the last day. What was God teaching you? What was he showing you? What were those leadings that you had on the inside? I believe you begin to do this day by day. He's going to stack one lesson on top of the next, one step on top of the next. And it's going to lead you out. It's going to lead you to this spacious, beautiful place, free from all restriction. It's talking about accelerated flow. The other day, we took our kids out for this hike. We found this hike that we like that's a shorter hike, but it's good for our kids are young. And so it's a shorter hike. And at the end, there's this stream where they can go in and they can play in the stream. And there's a section of the stream where it's very still waters. But then down a little further, the stream begins to pick up. The speed of the flow of the water begins to pick up. And we began to talk about what's making the water go faster here. And yes, there's a couple things that can make it go faster. One, it could be just it's on a bigger hill. But we're looking around the hill, the gradient or the hill that this river is on, right where we are, where the accelerated flow was. There's not really much change that we could see in the steepness of the hill that the river was on. So that's one thing that could cause it. But then I began to do some research and I began to think about it. I'm looking at this river. And at all the areas where the flow begins to increase more, there are big rocks or logs or things like that in the water blocking the flow. There's things in the way. There's obstacles that are in the way of this water. And what begins to happen when that water comes up against these obstacles and it can't go through it, that water begins to slow down. It begins to stop there and it begins to pile up and the pressure begins to increase and the flow of the river needs to be consistent. And what happens? It begins to flow around those rocks. But as it does so, it's going through a more narrow opening. It's got some pressure on it. It's been constrained. It began to slow down. It's got some pressure and constraint on it and it pushes that water through a more narrow opening. Think about a garden hose. When you put your finger on the end, same thing's happening. You got an obstacle in the way. And it causes the water pressure to build up on the inside. But when the water comes out of the opening, it's a more narrow opening and it begins to shoot out with more acceleration behind it. And so what are the lessons hidden in that? It's one of the keys to this flow of grace that God has for our lives. This flow of the Holy Spirit flowing through our lives is that when there's things in the way, there's pressure, there's obstacles, there's things in the way, that pressure can actually accelerate us faster if we will continue to magnify God. Keep magnifying him as bigger. Keep thanking him. Keep focusing on him, even though those obstacles and pressures are in the way. But then you also got to be like water. You got to be like water. You got to be highly adaptable and find the way out. He's got a way out. Water will always find the leak. Water will always find the way through. You got to be like water. You got to be adaptable and find that way through. Now, the other option with some of these rocks, some of the rocks are smaller and the water can flow over the top of the rocks. And when that happens, when the water flows over the top of the rocks, when it comes down the backside of the rocks, it accelerates because it's going down a steeper hill. When that happens, the water begins to accelerate on the backside of the rock, and you get enough of those happening, and it begins to build up some more some momentum after this series of little falls. So one of the things that's true in our lives, sometimes we come through obstacles and we go through them or over them in our lives. And sometimes we miss it. Sometimes we fall a little bit. But the ways that we miss it, not that we're trying to miss it, the ways that we miss it, if we handle them correctly and we run to God, we receive His grace and mercy and forgiveness and help, can actually accelerate us further and faster. So what is the moral of this story? That the obstacles, the pressures, the issues that are in the way for where we're trying to go can actually be the thing that accelerates you the most. They can actually cause you to accelerate you to where God has for you in your life faster. If we'll handle them the right way, with adaptability, with flexibility, with grace, staying focused on Him, magnifying Him, thanking Him, He's got a way through. And it's only going to accelerate you faster into what He has for you. So beginning to view obstacles in the way as a good thing. Beginning to view these obstacles as a good thing because He's got a way through, and it's only going to serve to accelerate you faster. So we're going to take communion over this. Heavenly Father, I just thank You for Your great love for us, that nothing's impossible with You. That even in these pressures and obstacles that come at us, You've not only got a way out, but You have a way of using them to just accelerate us faster, accelerate what it is that You have for our lives, and get us there faster when these problems and issues come. I thank You for that, Lord. We thank You that on the night Jesus was betrayed, He took the bread and He said, "This is My body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of Me." Then He told His disciples, "Take it, receive it, that it makes you right with God and holy and perfect in His sight. You can approach Him with freedom and confidence." That He loved us so much, He was willing to send His one and only Son to die for us so that we could have life. You have this new way of living that's connected to Him. Father, we just thank You for that. I ask You to bless this bread in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in My blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can have this covenant relationship with God. And this new way of living, these pressures, these obstacles in life, can really just serve to be a blessing and to accelerate us faster into what God has for us in our lives. And I believe when you see God coming through in these areas and how they only serve to accelerate you, I believe it just helps you to know His heart for you, His love for you, His intentions for you at an even greater level, that you can just know Him more and more as you see Him keep coming through for you when these issues and problems and pressures of life come your way. Father, we just thank You for this cup and ask You to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have a juice, you can take a juice. So now it's simply about walking it out. Here's a shift. When pressures, obstacles, things like that come at you, what is your response? Begin to magnify God, that He's greater, that He's got a way out, that nothing's impossible with Him. And start praising Him and thanking Him. That's only going to accelerate you more and more. I believe you're going to see some major breakthroughs if you begin to do that. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.